season. Here we go. First year manager Ty Lane joining us. What's happening, man?
Oh, not much, man. How you doing?
Doing good. Revamping the schedule a little bit. You never know this time of year. Now, yeah. I've noticed, have they stopped calling it the Snowball Series?
We stopped naming it that, hoping that would get some of the bad weather to go away, but unfortunately that hasn't worked yet, so we'll see. We'll see what happens this weekend.
You guys are going to open up the year Thursday night instead. It was supposed to be Saturday with Scottsbluff and Gillette, Saturday evening, but a nine-inning game against Scottsbluff on Thursday.
That's right.
But, you know, it's been a struggle. I mean, last couple weeks have been fairly nice, but it's been a struggle getting out and about. You had to cancel the spring training trip to Arizona.
Yeah.
When did you guys actually get outside and maintain some consistency outdoors?
Well, probably the next week. We came back after being stuck on a plane. I mean, we were on the airplane with the seatbelts fastened, and the stewardess had already gone through their whole deal, and we're about to pull away, and then they take us off the plane and tell us that we can't go to Phoenix. So we came back and made the best of it here and did a little bit of a spring training in Cheyenne, and then probably that next week we started to get outside a little bit. And we've been out as much as we can be, but I think our guys have done a good job of preparing with the weather that we've had, and we've got a lot of arms in shape and ready to be extended a little bit. So I feel pretty good about where we are moving forward.
You guys actually went to Fort Collins for a scrimmage against yourselves, right?
That's right.
Because I don't think Powers was playable at that time because there was still some snow around and all that. That's just been nuts on that. How did that go down there?
Yeah, we got a snowstorm here, but Fort Collins didn't get anything. So Coach Bullock down at Rocky Mountain was nice enough to let us go out there and get a scrimmage. And we played a doubleheader, about 12 or 13 innings, split it in the middle, and was the first time outside. So, you know, we weren't very, very long with our pitchers. We kept it pretty short, and it was pretty crisp, and our guys played pretty well. So we've done a lot of hitting indoors. I think our bats are a little bit ahead of everything else right now, but we'll see where we're at. We got a good test this week, so we'll get to see about that.
What are you expecting Thursday night? I mean, it's you know these kids well enough, having been on the staff. But I mean, is there gonna be nerves when you get out there, or for the probably more nerves for you than the kids? Maybe I don't know. But what are you expecting Thursday night?
You know, it's gonna be fun. I'm excited. I know our kids are excited about it, and we're going to get out there and we're just going to play with focus and play one pitch at a time. That's one thing we've talked about a lot this spring is, you know, baseball is a game where there's a lot of time between pitches and it's easy to lose track of where you are and what's going on. And we're going to try to do our best to play the game one pitch at a time and try to win as many pitches as we can and stay focused and in the moment that we're in. And I think if we do that, we'll have a pretty good shot.
You know, you're taking over the program. It's been fairly successful, or very successful, the last few years under the direction of that other guy that was the manager. Do you feel a little like you're coming in behind John Wooden or behind Bear Bryant or behind, you know, Red Shane Dean? Or you feel like maybe there's a little pressure on you coming in behind your dad?
You know, there definitely can be if you look at the whole season as a whole, but you know, just like I tell the kids, you know, the same thing goes for me and our coaching staff is play the moment that you're in and nothing else really matters. So as long as we're focused and locked in on each pitch, each moment, I think we can have a successful season and just see what happens.
Do you plan on being as animated as...
Have you seen him? Do we need to go back to the regional in Oregon?
I don't know about that. I mean, I can be, but I'm not planning on doing that.
Okay, so you think it'll be a more gentler, calmer presence in the third base coach's box?
I don't know about gentler, but definitely calmer, I think.
Okay.
You know, I've got my own style. It's a little bit different, but you know you'll get to see that starting this week, hopefully. So
a couple years ago, it got a little. I mean, for deservedly so up in Eugene, right?
Yeah,
it
that's
was,
right.
It was, but no. Listen, it'll be calmer. I think. I agree with Ty on that one.
We'll see.
What have been some of the bigger position battles? You know, you had catcher the catcher spot last year. You had Thor, and then you had Isaac Taylor.
Right.
I mean, those were guys that were veterans entrenched in that, even though Colton had it was his first year, but he was a veteran guy. Is that one spot where you've been trying to find, or do you feel pretty good about what's coming up there?
Definitely. You know, there's been a lot of good battles, good mm-hmm. position battles. It's been interesting to watch our catchers. We actually had a catcher move in again this year from Eaton, Colorado. His name's Sean Carson, and you know he was a top 50 junior in the state of Colorado last year, or sophomore in the state of Colorado last year. This will be his junior year, and he's been pretty good, and I've loved the way that he's worked. But we've also got a couple guys that have been in our program and gone through it that are both ready, and it's been interesting to see. Nothing's settled for sure at this point, but. We're waiting for Finley Hastings to get out of a cast. Had a little incident at the track meet at the end of his track season. So when he gets out of his cast and gets healthy, it'll start to heat up a little bit more at that spot. But I feel good about where our catchers are. We've got two young middle infielders that are working in and pushing our middle guys, along with Monaco, who was our Hawks second baseman last year. And so there's been a good battle in the middle infield there, too. And the outfield, you know, there's always plenty of good outfielders in Cheyenne. We've had a good run of that. So there's a lot of guys out there that are battling it out as well. So, you know, nothing's set in stone where we are right now, but I feel pretty good about what our guys have done and where we're at. So
you've got some guys that are planning on returning from college. They're playing their college season. So I think is Ross Melcher, does he plan on coming back? Lincoln Trujillo, you're expecting the guys that can come back to come back, correct?
Well, we're expecting Lincoln Trujillo and Trey Fleming for sure. Okay. And then Ross Melcher, I think there's a good chance that he'll come back, but he's not 100% certain on that yet. But if he does, that's another middle infielder to throw into the mix there. So Lincoln's been pitching at Western Nebraska, and when he comes back, we're going to look for him to play both ways. And Trey has been playing in the outfield, so at Hastings, so he could move behind the plate. He's done it before, mm-hmm. so that's another guy that could get into the catcher's mix as we move on down the road.
And I'm curious too with the guys that are coming back. How big is it for you know maybe players that are currently there to get a step ahead and get some experience and be a part of the varsity roster before those guys come back? I mean, that seems like a big opportunity for some guys like that at those positions where they're coming into.
Yeah, it is. And early in the year, you know, a lot of guys are going to get a lot of opportunities. And when we get those college guys back, even if a guy's not still up when those guys return, I mean, it's huge for them moving on for the rest of their summer, giving them a chance for our Hawks to compete at the A level. You know, our Hawks play a varsity schedule against 18, 19-year-old kids. It's just the smaller towns in Wyoming. So it's tough for us to compete at that level, but being able to play up for a month or two gives them an opportunity to go back and have confidence that they can do that. So
it's more important for these younger guys about hitting too, because if you can hit, you can find somewhere to stay on the varsity roster, right? I mean, starting off offensively has got to be a big key if they really want to make that push to stay on that varsity roster.
Yeah, it is. That's one way that you can make the team is be a great offensive player. You know, defensively, we want a guy that's going to make all the routine mm-hmm. plays and has the ability to go make a great play here and there. But if you can really swing it, and that'll give you a great chance to stay up. So this is a chance for some of those guys, you know, that we haven't seen play at that level yet. We're going to see probably a lot of new faces this week. And even on the mound, we've got some new faces mm-hmm. that we haven't seen before. So they'll get their shot, and it's going to be interesting to see how it works out.
Used to always be Casper and Gillette making these trips. Now it's you got Scotts Bluff and Gillette on the weekends. It'll be nice to see that. You probably know a little bit about what Gillette has coming back. What about Scotts Bluff? You know, typically a pretty solid program that they've got there.
Yeah, they're usually pretty good. They actually beat us at the end of the year last year in middle to late July, right before we started our postseason, and We threw Grant Storbo, and they played really well, and they made every play that they could make, and swung it the bats pretty good. And so, you know, we can't take anybody lightly, but they're a great program, and they have been for a while. So it'll be fun to get to go out and see where we're at compared to where they are. So,
well, Ty, we know you got to get to practice. We appreciate you stopping in. Now, I got a couple part timers that are on the team are there, so I'm gonna need them off a little before six before they
okay.
Can.
Well, just we'll see if that works out or not.
No, not a problem. Hey, man, we'll see you Thursday night. Okay,
all right,
Ty?
Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it.
There you go. That's Shine Post 6 manager Ty Lane joining us here in studio. We do appreciate.